memory I'd like to share is when you gave me my first sculpture. I watched you create it, and when you pulled it out of the kiln, I knew that I had to have it. You told me I could have it for about 100. And I was like, 100? You know, I don't have 100. And so she said, no, 100 kisses. So I gave you about 50 or 60, and which was enough to seal the deal. I remember you being a compassionate activist who never backed down from a fight. Be it a book that portrayed natives in a bad light or people that worked for the government, nothing ever escaped your scrutiny. You were quite stubborn in that regard, but that was how we were raised, and you never taught us to stand on the sidelines. You were Mohawk in every sense of the word. You believed in native rights and the traditions of our people. You taught us about pride and how to believe in ourselves. Over the years, I've run into a great many of your friends, all of which share a story or two about you. They would say how they remembered you playing dodgeball with the kids on the street, and how you could be counted on to do face painting whenever there was a street party. They said you had a good heart and always had something to say, which was very, very true. One thing we won't remember most is that you taught people, be it some ignorant parent or someone you met in church for the first time. When we had problems with bullies at schools, you didn't tell us to fight back. You just showed up and taught the kids about Native peoples. You were so popular with the kids that other schools soon came calling. I used to say I would never get over the pain of losing you. Well, that has changed, and now I'm ready to say goodbye. I guess I could say that it was a pleasure to have known you, but that would not do your memory justice. For my mother, I can only say this. She was a teacher, an artist, and a friend. And that is from me and my brother and sister. I also would like to say thank you to everyone who participated in the show today. I'd like to say thank you to Lisa Abel, Mary Kelly, and Teresa Ducharme, Buffy St. Marie. And I'd like to say send a shout out to my good friend Patrick, who's weathering a cold right now, and so I hope you're feeling better. Thank you very much for all your support, and I will continue to keep doing what I'm doing. Remember, the Day of Justice is February the 14th. It's a Monday at noon on Parliament Hill, and we are getting up there. We've got like 300 people ready to show up, and we've got hundreds more. So bring your friends, bring your families, and come support the Sisters of Spirit on February the 14th. And that is pretty much it for me. I would like to say a shout out to everyone who's been listening to the show. And remember that we're going to be back next week. We're always here Tuesday evenings, 6 to 7 p.m. And so that is pretty much it for me. And so I'm just going to play one last song. I know this is a mainstream song, but I really like this song, and it reminds me of my mom. So I'm going to play this song because it's always touched me right at the heart. So also Soul Perspectives is coming up next, so stay tuned for them. You're listening to Native Solidarity News here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I have been your host, Urquhart Beliars, and I will see you next week with more great Native Solidarity News, and we will be we'll see you then. Miigwech, my brothers and sisters.
Keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. Yeah. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. Oh, you were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. And no one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Are You Aware Radio, right on time at 6:04. That's when our program starts. Have we got a show for you this week? My name is Marcus, and we have a guest in the studio.
Hi, everybody. My name is Adarsh Fernando, good friend of Marcus.
Okay, you say so. Adarsh, what do you want to play first?
Well, probably one of the ones that I provided. Maybe a, I don't know, do you have anything from Thom Yorke, by any chance?
Did you just say Thom Yorke, or do you have a list that I never noticed?
We'll never know.
Isn't it pronounced Thom Yorke?
I don't know, I hear, well, when, if you say Thomas, yeah, but then I'm pretty sure the shortened version is Thom. At least that's the way he likes it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the way he prefers it.
Huh. I mean, if the long form is
weird anyway.
If the long form is Thomas, then the short form would be Tom. Yeah, yeah, that guy is weird. I totally agree. So let's get to some weirdness.
Thank you.
So yeah, that was Clocks by Thom Yorke.
Did you just say Clocks by Thom Yorke?
Isn't it The Clock?
It's the clock. Clocks is a Coldplay song, you see. Clock is a Thom Yorke song.
From what I understand, those two bands are in cahoots anyway.
Thom Yorke.
Yeah, Thom Yorke. And well, the reason I like this song a lot is, well, Thom Yorke right now is like, you know, leading the charge on climate control and our effects on the atmosphere through our carbon footprint. And basically, the song is pretty much talking about how we're kind of running out of time. We're getting to that point where, you know, when we have so much CO2 emissions, we can't really reverse the clock and wind back. So right now, that's why you're seeing a lot of, technology progression towards, like, decreasing our carbon footprint. And, I think this song really speaks close to home that way.
Cool. So this is Are You Aware Radio, music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 FM. And what we try to do is play music that by bands that support charities or have a message of social awareness and activism in their music. So thanks for that, Adarsh. Next up, we have Wintermits. Are You Aware has put on some musical events in the past, some shows, and Wintermits played one of those shows, and they're you know, big supporters of our organization and our show. And they are also a cool environmental group. Not an environmental group, but they're a group
of environmentalists.
Yes, who also happen to play music. Interesting thing about their CD is it's packed in this environmentally friendly. Yes, that's the word. Thank you.
That's why I'm here, folks.
Yeah, it's great co-host. Environmentally friendly packaging in this, recycled cardboard fiber type thing. And there were tomato seeds included with every copy of their CD. So how crazy is that?
I bought them at the grocery store like a sucker. Could have gotten a free CD.
Yeah, you could have. Well, this is Coniferous by Wintermits.
Coniferous. The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Hey, what's up? The last song you heard was Coniferous by the Wintermits off their 2008 album Heirloom, which is has eco-friendly packaging. We got a guest tonight in the studio, Adarsh Fernando.
Hey, guys. I really felt like I needed a beer in my hand while listening to that last song. Felt like a real beer hall kind of song.
Yeah, and you know what? It is like a beer hall kind of song. It's got accordion in it. And the thing is, I picked out an 11-minute song to play later tonight. So what we can do is just push that button, and then we can head down to the pit for a drink or two.
I say it's a plan. Let's turn this studio into a beer hall. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's really good. It's really good for the technical equipment when you spill beer all over the place, actually. But we won't get. We'll save the 11-minute song for a bit later. Next up, we have a band by the name of the Gaslight Anthem. They're a punk band, but they're inspired by I don't know. I guess you kind of call it roots rock, maybe like Bruce Springsteen kind of stuff. They had a really big album in 2008 called The 59 Sound, inspired by sounds from 1959. At first when I heard about it, I thought it was going to be like a futuristic 2059 kind of, 2059 kind of inspired sound, but no, it was a 1959 inspired punk rock.
Well, see, nobody really knows what's going to happen in, 2059, especially after 2012, so really, sound
right.
might not exist.
2012 is coming up, so that's pretty crazy. Gaslight Anthem, they've done a lot of things for charity. They have, I was doing a bit of research, and a lot of their gig posters get donated to charity, and they get auctioned off, and the funds go to charity, so that's really cool of them. They have also signed a guitar with other punk bands such as Rise Against, Alkaline Trio, Circle Jerks, Mighty Mighty Bosstones, and others for Wheels of Humanity, which is an organization that fixes old wheelchairs and gives them to disabled children who need them in third world countries. They've also done a benefit concert for the same charity, Wheels for Humanity. And a crazy thing, they even auctioned off self-portraits by band members. So the band members painted their own self-portraits and auctioned them off for charity. I couldn't find any pictures, but I did find records of such a thing happening.
Yeah, well, it really sucks that you can't share the pictures with everybody listening.
Yeah, because actually, last night I stayed up and I developed this technology that allowed me to broadcast images over radio waves. So it's really too bad I couldn't find...
You just forgot the pictures, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, so here's the Gaslight Anthem. The song is called The Backseat. It's one of my favorites off of their 2008 release, The 59 Sound.
And ask forgiveness for future mistakes. summer always brought in that wild and reckless breeze. And in the back seats, we just tried to find some room for our knees. You know the summer always brought in that wild and reckless breeze. And in the back seat, we just tried to find some room for our knees. You know the summer always brought in that wild and reckless breeze. And in the backseat, we just tried to find some room for our feet.
So that was Mic Check by Rage Against the Machine. And out of all Rage Against the Machine songs, you know, this one's pretty much my favorite. Just like the way they play around with the effects and everything. But, I mean, everybody really knows how politically charged Rage Against the Machine is. And one thing that I really appreciated about them is that they were in the cusp of when everything in the music industry was going digital, even everything from, like, mixing and mastering. And those guys really knew how to keep it old school. And keep it on tapes and everything. They were really fighting the machine.
Yeah, I guess in a way. I never thought about the machine in that way because I'm fine with machine sounds, I guess. It's just a sound. Yeah, like in the liner notes, they always put a line that says everything on this record was made using, like, you know, vocals or a voice, guitar, bass, and drums.
Yeah, exactly. So, old school, keep it on tapes.
Yeah, one of my favorite bands, too. I wouldn't pick that as my favorite song. I was actually, last night when I was programming the show, I was thinking about playing Maria. Maria would be my favorite Rage Against the Machine song, I think. Cool. So you did some traveling recently, Adarsh. Why don't you tell our wonderful listeners about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just did a nice trip with my girlfriend, went down to San Francisco, first of all, and that's such a beautiful city because, I mean, it's a harbor city and it's such an old city, so you got so many different cultures and facets of that city well-established. Like, their Chinatown is just amazing. Like, you go from the piers near the water down to Chinatown, it feels like you're in a completely different city. And after that, we went to, did the whole Disneyland San Diego Zoo circuit, which was fun. You're never too young to go to Disneyland. The new one in California Adventures, it's called California Scream. And it's just old school, really crazy roller coaster. No little puppets that pop out of you. It's just loop-de-loops and barrel rolls. It's amazing.
When I went to... So you said Disney World or Disneyland?
Disneyland, sorry.
Disneyland, right.
Yeah.
When I went to Disneyland, Indiana Jones and the whatever, like, I'm sure it's like Raiders of the Lost Crusade.
Yeah, that one's still amazingly popular. It's like, yeah.
That one has a total special place in my heart, and I bet the heart of many. I bet it has a special place in Disneyland because a lot of people go there.
We decided to do the whole New Year's Eve thing, so we stayed up there until like from 7 a.m. to like 12 at midnight, so we had so much time to like hit up every ride, so we definitely hit that one up too.
Don't you get really dehydrated and sunburnt if you stay out that long?
Well, this was in the winter, so
it was chill.
It was a good weather, but definitely near at night and you're feeling sleepy, that cold gets to you.
Do you like how I asked you what you did recently over your winter break, and then I'm like, but it was summer and you're gonna get sunburned if you stay out all
day? I don't blame you. What crazy person goes to Disneyland during winter?
Yeah. Yeah. So the next song is something that you helped me pick for the show. Why don't you tell us a bit about it and your thoughts and feelings?
Yeah, so this is Working Class Hero by John Lennon. And, like, again, this is one of my favorite tracks by John Lennon just for its simplicity and how much he focused on the lyrics. Basically, the enjoyment is just listening to the lyrics and seeing how that applies to yourself. And one thing that I like about this is that it really got me thinking about, you know, what is my place in society and how much I should always ask questions about, you know, people who are higher up in politics and, you know, just never settle for being a working class. So, you know, I like, right now I'm, you know, nearing graduation and everything and getting into the phase where I start getting into the working class, and it's, I don't know, it seems like it applies to me right now, so.
Cool, man. So, John Lennon, Working Class Hero, here on CITR 101.9 FM, Are You Aware Radio.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They
hate you if you're clever, and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep it doped with religion, sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. First you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
The UBC Dollar Project presents The Briefing 2011. Discover, connect, act. January 25th at 5 p.m. at UBC Woodward 2. Admission is only $2 and refreshments are provided. The Briefing 2011 features 8 groups of speakers, each advocating for a cause addressing global issues. Each of the 500 delegates at the conference contributes $1 and 1 vote to support the winning group that will receive all donations to support their project. Learn more and register now at dollarproject.ca.
So, Mark, just one thing I completely forgot to tell you about my trip, which is mind-blowing, just how cheap liquor is down in California. There's this place called Trader Joe's, and they sell this thing called Two-Buck Chuck, and it's wine that is for $2, and it's amazing. Apparently, they got some Trader Joe's down in Seattle, so now it's just a matter of driving down there and seeing how you can creatively fit 50 bottles in a Toyota Matrix and driving it up here.
Oh, nice. So, Adarsh, I should remind you that this is a family program. We're on, like, primetime radio, 6 to 7.30, Are You Aware Radio, music that has something to say, and you want to talk about liquor.
Grape juice.
How appropriate. Yes, grape, fermented grape juice. I've heard about Trader Joe's, actually. I don't think I've ever been, but I've heard about it.
Oh, it's amazing, and it's not just the
wine, Trader Joe's, is that, what is that exactly? Is that just...
Well, it's a private, owned, company where, like, basically, they just... They focus on short shelf life, and then they just buy from other outlets, and they try to sell really cheap food that has a very short shelf life, so they don't have to worry about storage or anything like that. So that's how they...
Well, they do have to worry about storage when it all goes bad, doesn't it?
But that's the thing. They buy small, and they sell it off really quick. That's how they're able to bring down their
Really?
Cost down, yeah.
And they, like, is it groceries or what are they?
It's random. It's not really groceries, but it's like, you know, anything from snack items to like a lot of organic foods and lots of different types of liquor. And basically, like, as far as the wine is concerned, like, they sell like overstock, other wine companies that have overstock wine, and they just resell them for
overstock wine.
It's an interesting. Even if there is such a thing.
That's an interesting concept. I heard from someone at work today that Target is coming to Canada. Do you know about Target?
I do know about Target, and it really has no effect on my life.
Well, have you been inside a Target?
Well, I can only imagine it's like being inside a Zellers.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's like a Zellers. This guy at work was telling me it's like a Zellers, but cooler and awesomer. Because I thought it was like a Walmart, Sears, Zellers type of
thing. Right, right. I think I did read about it. And like they're trying to differentiate themselves from Walmart, and that's the only reason they've been able to survive or something.
Yeah, and they're like higher class. And I read about this thing where they're actually, like, some people, just to be funny or whatever, they pronounce it Target. Like, it's French and classy.
Tell me more about this Target.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. It's coming to Canada, so I guess I'll see for myself.
Would a small-town boy like me be allowed in this Target?
I don't know. So we completely ruined our segue, eh?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, we can still hit it. Speaking of cheap alcohol in LA.
Speaking of cheap alcohol in LA, I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, there was the song called Drinking in L.A. by a band called Brand Van 3000. In October 2010, which was a month recently passed, you may still remember it, they released an album called The Garden. And here is track 7 off The Garden. It's called Grace, Love on the Block. We'll be right back. Hey, Adarsh, what station are we listening to?
CITR 109.1 FM.
101.9 FM.
Dang it.
Close. Did you do that on purpose?
We'll never know.
Oh. You and your mysteries, man. You and your mysteries.
That's how I live.
Okay. Cool. While we were playing that song, there's this strobe light. Well, it's not a strobe light. There's a light in the studio right now. You can't see it.
Because you forgot your technology?
My visual radio technology. But, it just goes on and off. And while we were playing the last song, we had it turned away from where the on-air DJ sits. But while we were playing that last song, I turned it to where we sit so that we can get strobed on by this light that's just flicking on and off.
And it was perfect for that song. We just got up on the table and started dancing. It was great.
Really slowly to the strobe. Did it actually... Adarsh, I think it actually stopped strobing. It's completely on now.
Why did you have to tamper with it? Now you fixed the strobe light.
Yeah, by turning the strobe light, the wire fixed itself, and now it's on. Now there's no strobing. I wanted it to strobe slowly across my DJing
technology area. Just you can't live with it. You can't live without it.
I can live without it. That's what the New Zealanders do, isn't it? They don't have technology over there?
From what I hear, they are an outcast of Australia, some kind of island tribe. I'm not sure if the internet
technology
to them yet.
No technology allowed.
Yeah.
We're being racist, I think.
Are we? Is New Zealand a race? I don't know that.
There are peoples. They're an island, that is for sure. there are two-word country. Hey,
where is New Zealand?
No, where is Zealand? Where is Zealand?
Oh, to make
the original
I
old Zealand.
I can only
Zealand.
Assume under New Zealand.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah. Well,
it only makes too much sense.
Any fans of Futurama will know.
Yes, New York City. I'm a big fan of Futurama, actually. A big fan.
Are the new season? Are they playing right now? Or
no, they finished up the old season and they released the DVD. And I don't know when the new season is coming back, but I hope soon.
Fox, they're just a bunch of crazies anyway.
Yeah, it's great that we're talking about visual things that our listeners may or may not have any interest in the first place.
Well,
and they're visual, so
that's the awesomeness of Radioland. We don't have to care.
Yeah, yeah. Did I ever tell you have a really nice radio face?
Me?
Yeah, you got a really good face for radio.
A couple of times. You know, our listeners will not know this, but Marcus is a very good drummer, and I've jammed with him a bunch of times, and he does a really good job of being a drummer in that he sits in the back and shuts up all the time. And it's actually really weird to hear him speak right now. I did not know you have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thanks.
You just heard it right there, folks.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, listen to my beautiful voice as I tell you about Brooke Fraser. The reason we were ribbing on New Zealand is because Brooke Fraser is from New Zealand. She's like a bit of a folk singer type lady, musician, I think. I think that's why we're playing her on radio. I think she writes songs or something. In 2005, she was making her sophomore follow-up album, and she took a trip to Africa just to visit some of her sponsor children because she's an advocate of child sponsorship. And she went to Rwanda to... her sponsor children were in Tanzania, but she went to Rwanda just to kind of immerse herself in the culture and travel around a bit. And this Brooke Fraser, she met a girl called Albertine. Decided to write a song about Albertine, and it ended up being the title of her second album, and that was released in 2006. Albertine, the girl, not the song, is a girl that she was orphaned by the Rwandan genocide, which occurred in 1994. So Brooke Fraser definitely,
was moved.
Yeah, was moved and wanted to. Say something, like show people something about the personal lives of people affected by a social crisis in Rwanda.
I've never actually been to Africa myself. Have you? Or
yeah, I went there once. I was on a what is the official term? A youth cultural exchange is what was, okay. was the program was called, and I went to Ghana to volunteer for a little bit. And, yeah, it's a beautiful place, and really interesting culture and very interesting way of life. They just have different ways of looking at things. And they just have different things over there.
Yeah, no, well, you know, like, you see all these, you know, images and stuff on television about how, you know, how hard life is over there. And it's really, I think it's a totally different when you're actually there. Like, yeah. whenever I go to India and I actually see, like, the poverty and everything that's there, it moves you totally in a different way than when you're sitting in your comfy couch at home.
Yeah, and you go to India because you're Indian, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably should have started with that.
Yeah, no, because you do have a very Indian voice, but to clinch the deal, usually people see how
sure
Indian you look.
Tell from my accent that I'm Indian, so
really. Cool. And you know, like, one thing that really struck me about my trip to Ghana is that how happy people are, or how little it takes to be happy. I mean, I don't think people there are any more or less happy than people are over here. Mm-hmm. And we certainly have a load more stuff just around us all the time here in Canada.
So I guess they
like
appreciate
iPhones.
The small things in life.
And I don't think it's even that. It's just that I think anyone, really, anywhere needs, like, we need a lot less than we might think in order to be happy. And I think people maybe in North America don't realize that because we have so much stuff all the time.
Or just saturated with.
Yeah. Getting back to Brooke Fraser, which is all these tangents. It's great having a co-host. Thanks for coming, Adarsh. Thanks for coming and chatting to me and allowing me to go on wild tangents.
You know, you did a great job last time, but definitely having somebody physically present with you in the studio does make you come off a little less crazy. Yeah. So,
okay.
You know, happy to help. Happy to help.
Thank you. I enjoy my sanity sometimes. Brooke Fraser. She has been a World Vision Artist Associate since 2001, and she's visited Cambodia, Tanzania, and the Philippines with World Vision. She also works with Opportunity International, and she's just an artist that is really into supporting charities and promoting social consciousness and poverty alleviation around the world. So here is her song, Albertine, written about a girl she met in Rwanda, and also the title of her 2006 album. Check it out on Are You Aware Radio, music that has something to say. Thank you.
when you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
I wish it was all rock and roll, dude. Yeah. So we got Bleak here. He's going to do his show at 7:30, Exquisite Corpse. What's going on, Bleak?
Just getting ready here.
What are you chewing on?
Stay tuned. Ranger Mix.
Oh.
Dandy Pack.
Wow, is that how you get ready for your show, usually? Trying to get in the psyche.
No, usually I drink something, but...
What?
Didn't bring that today.
I see. Cool. So, Adarsh, ask me what I do at work.
Marcus, what you do today at work?
I listen to a bunch of Marvin Gaye. What I do at work is, I work, but while I'm doing that, because I have such ridiculous mental capacity, like, my brain's usually, I only need to use, like, maybe, like, I think the average human uses, what, like, 27% of their brain?
I thought it was even less than that.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping.
Well, I use, like, 2% of my brain to do, half the amount of work that everyone... Half the amount of work that my office produces...
Right.
...is done by 2% of my mental activity.
Hopefully your boss isn't hearing this right now and thinking that...
No, she is, and not, she should give me a promotion.
Or just, you know, put more work on your desk. Whichever one. No.
Yeah, well... that went way too far.
Whoops.
Basically what I mean to say is sometimes I work and I listen to music at the same time, and it's okay. Light music is allowed in the office, I
mm-hmm.
think. Yeah, it's part of our official company policy. And I've been listening to a lot of Marvin Gaye lately, just because I don't know why I'm in the mood to listen to, like, really seductive, sexy music at work, but I am. And I listen to...
I can't think of a better time to listen to that.
Just grooving and typing at the same time, man. And you know what? Marvin Gaye, like, yeah, he's known for just writing really romantic, soulful, funky songs. But he's also really conceptual. Like, his 1971 album, What's Going On is the name of that album. It's really conceptual. Like, all the songs flow into each other. And mm-hmm. it's from the concept of, I think, a Vietnam War vet coming back to his country and seeing how everything is in the country. And just his reflection on that. Really powerful stuff, really thoughtful and sincere, and romantic.
Nice.
Marvin Gaye, one of the things that I think has allowed his music to endure is just that it's really sincere. It can be really cheesy if you write, like, Rod Stewart,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes.
Pretty cheesy stuff. But I think what allows Marvin Gaye to be so cool, at least in my opinion, is he's just the sincerity. He's real about everything he says. And one song off of this What's Going On 1971 concept album is a song, it's called Mercy Me, and in brackets, The Ecology. It's one of those songs with a bracketed subtitle.
So there's more behind it.
There is more behind it.
Just too much that one title just cannot.
Yeah, so it's just a bit too much to ask if you want. Just one title is, you know.
Can't say it all.
You can't. Sometimes you have to, like, write songs to explain the songs that you wrote, you know, like a sub-song.
Usually that's when I feel I've failed at, you know, writing proper lyrics and a good title. And I need
cool.
to explain it.
So, yes. enough rambling. I'm going to play Marvin Gaye, Mercy Me, in brackets, The Ecology. That rhymes. Did you know? I just noticed that. I started getting into Marvin Gaye this Marvin Gaye album, because of the song by The Strokes that I found, a cover of Mercy Me. It's actually Mercy, Mercy Me, so excuse me. So The Strokes did a cover version, which features The Strokes, the band, and it also features Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam on vocals and Josh Homme on guitar solo.
Is it Homme or Home? I thought it was Josh Homme.
It's actually Josh Groban, but it's his other stage persona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm huge into Josh Homme right now.
Homme.
Homme. I say
no one knows.
Say Homme.
No one knows. So why don't we play those two songs back to back? Marvin Gaye playing Mercy, Mercy Me, and The Strokes doing a cover with a couple of their friends. And think about The Ecology while you listen to these songs with your amazing brain capacity, all you folks out there in Radio Land.
Save me. wasted oh no, oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Oh, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Why not this overcrowded land? How much more peace from hell can you stand?
Hey everyone, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Are You Aware Radio, music that has something to say. My name's Marcus.
And I'm Adarsh Fernando.
Cool.
As far as covers go, I really like that one. I mean, I like it when they take, like, the core aspect of a song. Like, that cover really didn't lose that, you know, that soul 70s kind of feeling to it. And that's what I like in a cover that doesn't really change everything about the song.
Yeah. I actually appreciate covers that add a completely different aspect. Have you heard the Scissor Sisters cover of Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd?
Well, I know Comfortably Numb, but no.
Do you know Scissor Sisters?
No.
I Don't Feel Like Dancing. They're just this kind of disco dance party band. They're not really, they're just a group.
Right.
I guess you can't really call them a band. Yeah, they did a cover of a Pink Floyd song, and it's awesome because it's just like disco dancing to some crazy, depressive.
See, when I think
of rock.
Comfortably Numb, you know, I just think of exactly that, just kind of, you know, just kind of getting lost in your own psyche and just kind of listening to that song. So, you know, having a whole dance attitude towards it, I don't know.
It's, well, I haven't. Well, you know what? Myself, maybe we can find out if Scissor Sisters do any charitable work or advocate any social causes, and we can play that cover on the show next time.
But just really quickly, though, if anybody wants to listen, my favorite cover of a song is when Tool did a cover of No Quarter by Led Zeppelin, and I think that just really stuck close to, like, the original song, but added the, you know, aspect of Tool.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool, so check that out.
I actually do a pretty good cover of, like, Backstreet Boys songs, so if you want to come out to karaoke with me, I think you can and check that out. So up next, we got a band called May, and May is kind of like a power pop band, I guess, like a punk type deal. In 2009, May did the Songs of the Month project. So every month they released a song, and, they actually had all their equipment stolen sometime in 2009, and they still managed to churn out.
Yeesh.
Like, it wasn't at the beginning of the year, and then they had to... Like, it wasn't a chronic every month their equipment got stolen. It wasn't like a reality show where band does Song of the Month, and every month their equipment gets stolen. I think it was, like, sometime near the end of the year, all their equipment got stolen, and they still managed to keep this project going. And the cool thing is, the Song of the Month project, all the proceeds went to benefiting Habitat for Humanity and DonorsChoose.org. Yeah, so... the band has done a lot of work with Habitat for Humanity, actually. I think if you go to their website, you can see pictures of them actually building a house for people who need a house built for them.
Great.
So a bunch of cool guys. And possibly my favorite thing about this band is they released a set of three EPs.
Mm-hmm.
And get this. So the band is called May, spelled M-A-E.
Oh.
So three EPs. Guess what they're called.
April, June, I don't know.
No, okay. So the first EP, this is the brackets thing again. The first EP is called Morning with the M in brackets. And the second EP is called Afternoon with the A in brackets. You see where this is going?
Okay.
And the third EP is Evening with the E
in
brackets.
Stop messing with my mind.
And so if you collect all three EPs, like some sort of Happy Meal, whatever, you put them on your shelf and you get the MAE. In addition to the band name that they always write on the
Perfect.
CD, yeah. So, I think that's just
putting typography to good use right there.
That's hilarious and awesome and genius at the same time. I'm gonna play the latest song from this Songs of the Month project. It's the song from December is called Bloom, and it's actually an interesting fact. It's the first song in 3 years that has been recorded with all five original members, because I guess a couple of members left. And they came back and they recorded the last song in 2009 for the Songs of the Month project to benefit Habitat for Humanity and Donors Choose.
Sweet.
With unstolen band gear.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, check it out. Here's May on CITR 101.9 FM.
Keep Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark.
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Oh, it's getting to that time of night, of Thursday night.
Usually when I open a new bottle of whiskey.
A new bottle of whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
What, your Wednesday bottle doesn't last till like 7:30, 7:15?
Well, it's my Wednesday bottle, Marcus. Oh. You can't drink your Wednesday bottle of whiskey on a Thursday.
We need to talk about drinking less. It's not Are You Drinking Radio. Music that drinks some beer.
I'm sorry, it's just my engineer background. It's just points me to that direction all the time.
How is engineering working out for you?
Well, it's working out all right. I'm doing mechanical engineering, which I like because, you know, it's flexible, so I don't have to, you know, do what mechanical engineers are supposed to do, I guess. Working on cars is what I understand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. What are your thoughts on the band Switchfoot?
I don't know too much about them, honestly. No. But,
you remember the big radio hits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I understand that they work for Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, they do that. And they also do work with Better Life Foundation, which is a foundation founded by a band called Three Doors Down. And that Better Life Foundation works to make positive change in the lives of children in need of food, shelter, and medical assistance, and to enhance the lives of children and young adults with special needs. Cool. So that's what we do here at Are You Aware Radio. We try to play music that from bands that support charities and music that has a message of social awareness. This is my personal spin on the show because I'm filling in for Christian and Fleur, your regular hosts, and thanks to Darsh for impromptu co-hosting with me.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I don't know. One thing that I like to do with music is like find bands that are mainstream and like research what they were like before,
mm-hmm.
just out of interest to see what they did. I don't know. I think it's interesting. It helps you
find
like
what the roots are.
Yeah, it helps you understand how these bands end up being like completely saturated in the media, at least for a short time. So.
See, I'm completely different. Like when I listen to music, I feel like I get into the music, and then when I start discovering parts like things about them, it feels like it takes away from my opinion of their music. Because before I was just like completely isolated. You just think about what they're saying through their songs, or you know. So I usually like to keep it isolated that way. But you know.
Very interesting, Mr. Co-host. Anyway, the Switchfoot song that I have for you tonight is Chem 6A off their very first album, The Legend of Chin. Thanks to my special helper for helping me pick out the songs. You know who you are. So here's Chem 6A by Switchfoot here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Nothing but a chemical in my head. There's nothing but laziness. 'Cause I don't wanna read the book. I watch the movie 'cause it's not me. Like everybody else my age, I think I'd rather play around, and I think I'd rather watch TV. 'Cause I don't wanna face my fears.
it's not me. I'm just like everybody else. I'm just like everybody else. Because I don't wanna be here. I don't wanna see this now. It's all wrong, but it's alright. It's not me. I'm just like everybody else my age. I don't wanna change the world, and I don't wanna be someone. I don't wanna write the book. I'll make the movie, cause it's not me. I'm just like everybody else. I'm just like everybody else.
Hey, that was Switchfoot with Chem6A off their 1996 debut album, The Legend of Chin. Early in the show, we promised that we would play an 11-minute song so that Adarsh and I could enjoy some...
quitting time, yeah.
Yeah. And we have to keep our promise to you, so here it is. The song is by Smashing Pumpkins. Smashing Pumpkins have enjoyed a very long, successful career. They've seen a lot of money. And they have given some of that money away to charities, and they have used their fame to promote causes. In 1998, the Smashing Pumpkins embarked on a 17-date, 15-city charity tour. It was entirely funded by the band, and 100% of ticket sales were then donated to local charities. $2.8 million were raised as a result, so that's pretty cool. They've also played on Live Earth. I think that happened a few years ago. That's an environmental kind of concert series. And they also have worked with the Virgin Foundation, which is committed to helping stop the spread of three big diseases: malaria, HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis. HIV AIDS is one disease, I guess.
Yeah, it just depends how badly you got
just
it.
Just the way I had it written down in my notes, it was like malaria, HIV, and AIDS, and
you're
TB, and
notes.
I'm like, that's not three, that's
unnatural.
Four. Mm. You know, that's my radio face kicking in. The song I got picked out for you, I'm a really huge Smashing Pumpkins fan, and I know that I like Smashing Pumpkins B-sides more than I like the A-sides that are actually on albums. It's really weird. In 92, they released an entire album of B-sides called Pisces Iscariot, and my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song, and probably maybe one of my favorite songs of all time, is Starla by Smashing Pumpkins. In the liner notes, Billy Corgan talks, he wrote this exact thing, which I'll read for you. It'll sound really natural because I'm such a good reader. Billy Corgan says, I met this girl in Dallas when we were on tour with the Chili Peppers. It says actually Chili Peppers right there. And that was where I got the idea for the name for the song, because when she said her name, I thought, wow, what a great title for a song. 2.5 years later, I run into the same girl at a party and I say, did you hear that song we recorded using your name, Starla? And she said, no, my name's Darla. Ba-dum-tsh.
Wow, I'm pretty sure that was a clip.
I love the song because it's 11 minutes, and 8 minutes of it are guitar solo.
You can never have too much guitar solo.
Well, you would think, But like eight minutes is pretty darn excessive of guitar solo. And every time I listen to the song, I discover something new, and I never get bored by the buildup of the song, even though somehow he manages to build suspense for 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Corgan, good on you. Stop being crazy and writing terrible music. Go back to 1992 and write another Starla. Write Darla. You wrote the song for the wrong girl. Write Darla and make it good.
It's the least he could do.
Please. Thank you for donating your money to charity, Billy Corgan and Smashing Pumpkins. So here's Starla on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to push this button, and Adarsh and I are just going to leave. Thanks for co-hosting tonight, man.
No worries. Good night, everyone.
See ya. Thank you.
an oblique mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hi everybody, it's Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Hear that sound? That noise? That's called audio art. No. Just kidding. Alright, here we are at Exquisite Corpse Radio. We are counting down to 24 hours of radio art, which starts Sunday at midnight. And that's officially the beginning of Monday, let's say. But you know that. And then it continues till Monday midnight the next day. So that, I'll be a big part of that. And I hope you will follow along as we go. It's going to be a lot of fun. There will be podcasts available for you to gather afterward. So we'll be looking forward to that. Bated breath and ears, bated ears, whatever that means. Let's hear Renee Hell from a track called Porcelain Opera, and the first track from this is called Razor P Plus, and we'll be hearing that now on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show.